silenced by awe. Sidious scarcely knew how to respond. "What would you have me do, Master?" The transpirator emitted a series of tones, and Plagueis inhaled deeply.
"I will relocate to Sojourn in order to devote myself fully to our investigations, to furthering the imperative, and to healing myself."
"What will become of Abora?"
"For the time being, it can serve as a repository."
"And Damask Holdings?"
"The group will not be reformed, though I may continue to host annual gatherings, and I will tutor Sanhill personally to prepare him for assuming chairmanship of the banking clan."
"Why do we need them?" In a harsh whisper, Plagueis said.
"Because war is now on the agenda, Sidious. But our actions must be circumspect, restricted to those star systems rife with petty conflicts, where appropriate beings can be encouraged, appropriate operations can be funded. We must arrange for worlds in the Outer Rim to suffer while the Core prospers. Pathetic as those worlds may be, we have no choice but to use what we have at hand. The IBC will be essential in financing the war we will slowly foment. We will need the banking clan to finance the manufacturers of weapons and to sustain an alternative economy for the eventual enemies of the Republic."
Plagueis looked directly at Sidious.
"Our success will be measured by signs and portents. There is much you need to learn regarding the Inchori and the Kaminoans, but all in due time. For now, Sidious, know that you are the blade we will drive through the heart of the Senate, the Republic, and the Jedi Order, and I, your guide to reshaping the galaxy. Together, we are the newborn stars that complete the Sith constellation."
Sidious touched the cleft in his chin. "I'm relieved to learn that I didn't disappoint you, Master. That the Jedi summoned the police to the Phobosi district moments after we left. The plan is already endangered." Color rose in Plagueis' cheeks.
"The Jedi have long known that the dark side has been reawakened and cannot be checked by them. Now they have felt it on their own Coruscant."
"Even so, we can't continue to risk exposure," Sidious said carefully. Plagueis studied him.
"You have more to say about this."
"Master, would you consider training someone in the Sith arts to execute whatever missions are required?"
"Another Venomous, in defiance of our partnership?"
Sidious shook his head. "Not an apprentice. Not someone who could ever aspire to become a true Sith Lord. But someone skilled in stealth and combat, who could be eliminated when no longer needed.